But in any event, Jim, I think from T.I. we'll now trip this to the next part of the discussion. Thanks, and I'll be here hopefully until we all leave, so feel free to start discuss anything with me as you need. Thank you.
Thank you, good evening, everyone. I am Jim Osmond. I work for the Tennessee Department of Transportation in Nashville. I work specifically for the Environmental Division there, where I manage the NEPA and Social and Cultural Resources offices. We're here tonight to explain a little bit about how our process works so that you'll understand what our role in this project is and some of the other agencies as well. Thank you. First of all, just going through, we're here to provide you an update on the project. I'm not going to provide so much of an update as Mr. Linderman is. We're going to leave that up to him. But primarily, we're here to get the public input. Projects like this are sometimes controversial, sometimes not. By the crowd we have tonight, we can see that there's a lot of interest in this project. As you know, it is a very important project. It has lots of ramifications for the riverfront of Memphis. And very positive things can come from this for this community. What we want to ensure is that in developing those, that the community's input is brought to bear on the subject. If you've taken the time to come out tonight, we certainly want to hear you and understand your concerns. I know that's the same for Colonel and Mr. Linderman. All of y'all, all of us are in that same role. NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, requires that we also take into account public input in our project development process. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the who's involved in this. Well, first of all, Congress is involved in this. They were the ones that provided the funding through four earmarks in the transportation bill, this past transportation bill, totaling somewhere near $6.26 million for this. Everybody's probably heard of earmarks, which we talked about quite a bit in the news, and this is where a lot of this money came from. But because it was in a transportation bill, the Federal Highway Administration is involved in it as well. It may not seem like it's a highway project being cobblestones, but through the funding mechanism, that's where their involvement comes. And they have agreed to be the lead federal agency in this particular process, meaning that they will ultimately be the assigner and person to approve the environmental document study that's conducted. We at TDOT act as the distributor of the money through our local programs office. So money comes down from the earmark to us, and the city requests that, and we, through contracts, give money to them to be utilized under the conditions of NEPA, and that they meet all of the other standards that are in place. Finally, Riverfront Development Corporation is here acting on behalf of the City of Memphis and providing the input and study work for them as necessary. And the Board of Engineers, Colonel Smith just said, is one of the agencies, along with TDEC, Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, that would give permits for these building activities to occur. So we all have a role. It all plays down. I hope that sort of lines it up and straightens it up for everybody's role in this, because I know there's been quite a few questions about this in the past. I'm going to give a very brief overview of the NEPA process in order to just set the background, and I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Linderman, so I'm just going to make it very brief. But there are a few things that you probably should know about the study process that goes on and what they're doing at this point. First, the project has to have a purpose and need. I think probably everybody can agree there is a purpose and need for this project. Cobblestones are eroding and we're losing a significant historic feature in town, and there needs to be restoration. So there is purpose and need pretty simply defined in this particular project. Once you decide what your purpose is or what your needs are, you decide what are your alternatives to fix that. So they are going through the process of determining alternatives for how to go about doing all this. As part of that alternative, they do an impact study to say, well, what are the different areas that could be impacted by this? In road projects, it's things like noise and air quality and impacts to streams or species, endangered species, things of that nature. Not nearly as many of those things apply in this particular project. This information is used to help inform decision makers like us, FHWA, the city itself, in how to make the informed decisions that will most benefit the citizens for Memphis. Later, it's also used to inform and involve the public. What we learn, we also need to get back to you in some particular form. Public meetings are one way that we report back to the public as well. There's interagency coordination that occurs through this NEPA process, and that we talk on lots of projects with other agencies, Corps of Engineers, TVA, Fish and Wildlife Service, TWRA, all of these types of agencies. They wind up having also input in many projects, not necessarily this one. It all depends on the scope of your project. There's an administrative, this provides for the administrative record that says, okay, this is what we did, this is how we did it, and these are the decisions we made. That's what the city has to do as part of their lead on this as the local agency. And finally, one other thing I wanted to mention that is pretty important, I guess, in some respects, is that the NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, is called a procedural, not a substantive law. And what that means is that not everybody always agrees with every decision TDOT makes or anybody else. I've pretty well come to the conclusion I could be passing out $100 bills at the door and somebody would be mad at me on the way out the door because you just can't please all the people all the time. So when you get to a project, a big road project or this project, you're not going to please everyone. Somebody's house may be taken. Somebody's favorite tree may be knocked down. But there's a process that you have to go through. And by saying that this is a procedural law, what it means is that if the procedures are followed correctly, follow all the steps in the law, the decision is really not something that can be sued about in court as to what the decisions are. It's the process that is what typically comes under scrutiny. Now, if it's your house that's taken, you know, that's not a very comforting thing. But if we couldn't avoid everything, we'd never build anything. So that's the reason the law is pretty well described the way it is. There are several different levels of studies that are done. And if we've had questions about what kind of study is being done and what's the level of complexity, it runs the gamut from what's called, and everybody's probably heard of environmental impact statements. That's sort of a general, the big one, but everybody's heard of that. There are smaller versions of that depending upon the complexity of the project and how many people or how many resources might be involved in that. We're about to have a project where we will start studying for a third Memphis River Bridge crossing. That will be an environmental impact statement. You can see the level of complexity in figuring out the best place to put a bridge across the Mississippi River is a huge endeavor. Lots of different people have competing interest in that. So that's the kind of thing that justifies the level of an environmental impact statement. There's also an environmental assessment, which basically, if you don't know what the process or the problems are, you could use. And then there are categorical exclusions, or as is defined by the Council of Environmental Quality, actions which do not individually or cumulative have a significant effect on the human environment. This project has been classified as that. FHWA has one definition that also states the same thing that says, based on past experience or similar actions, it's also shown not to have any significant impact. So this qualifies clearly for that definition of study. Now what I want to do to be sure that you understand is that just because it's a smaller document and a lower level of study doesn't mean that all laws aren't required to be followed. They are. NEPA covers a vast majority of every type of environmental law, relocation of property, public hearing, archaeological and historic preservation acts, the section 4F, historic, all the Clean Water Acts, Safe Drinking Water Acts, Hazardous Waste Acts, all of those are under this NEPA umbrella. So if a project demands that, then all of these things are looked at. So it's not like because we didn't do an EIS that we shortchanged anybody in the process. I just wanted to be sure that we're sort of clear on that. And lastly, when we do a project, and pretty much I think in this particular project, the way it works is there's a planning process that starts, then moves into an environmental process, which is sort of where we are now, the studies that go on, trying to decide what are the good alternatives and where you're going to go. Once you know that, then you can do a final design that comes along, the architects and engineers draw it right down to the end, what's going to happen. The right-of-way is required for the right-of-way. When you do all of that, then you can let the construction be built, and over time you have to maintain that. And that's sort of the general processes that go through at TDOT, and I hope that sort of explains our role here tonight. Again, this is a local programs project, and we want to be sure that that's understood. Our role is to set back sort of as FHWA and oversee, but not to really be down in the trenches doing the work. The locals have elected to do that themselves through the use of the RDC. We will have a question and answer period. I probably prefer that you hold your questions until that point, and we will be able to take those then. But at this time, I think it would be best if Mr. Linderman explain where they're at with the project and what their plans are going forward so that everybody can sort of get an up-to-date view of where we stand. So with that, if it's all right, I'll ask